Comedy on television used to be associated with traditional sitcoms, everything from The Honeymooners to Cheers to Seinfeld. That changed late in the 20th century when a stand-up would be at the microphone with a brick wall behind him or her. That was the renaissance of stand-up comedy on TV, and that's the era when Comedy Central was born. In the couple of decades since, the network has become more known for programs like South Park and The Daily Show. But in its infancy, Comedy Central was much more about jokes being told in clubs. And Art Bell was there at the beginning as the founder of Comedy Central's predecessor, the Comedy Channel. I spoke with Bell recently and asked him whether his creation was at the crest of the comedy wave or part of a trend that was already happening.
I would say that the Renaissance was kind of simultaneous. Part of that was because HBO had really made a point at that in those years of developing comic talent. They had a number of comedy shows that were very highly produced with some of the best comic talent. They had, you know, Robin Williams and Whoopi and Billy Crystal. And also they had a young comedian style show that really got people back to being interested in comedy. And Caroline's Comedy Club in New York City started. That was the big comedy club back then, and it made quite a splash. So between that and the other comedy clubs in New York and all the comedy that was in Los Angeles, it was really kind of a simultaneous renaissance.
Well, the image many of us have of some of those stand-up specials, that brick wall that we all got used to sort of seeing the comedian standing in front of the brick wall, how much of what you started with Comedy Central was pushing that to a different level, and how much of it was just giving people more and better stuff?
When we started comedy, we were actually making our own brick wall versions of the comedians, of the comedy talent that we found. So that was a pretty effective and relatively inexpensive way to get comedy on television. I think what made Comedy Central innovative was the fact that we put not only some interesting comedians on the air and some interesting shows, but shows with formats that hadn't really been seen before. I think of Mystery Science Theater 3000, which was a very interesting show where Joel and his robot friends sat in front of a movie and made fun of the movie throughout. And that was kind of a breakthrough show for us at the time.
Well, speaking of pushing the envelope, we think about today some of the shows that have been associated with Comedy Central. Certainly South Park is one. Were there things that that at the time seemed like they were pushing the envelope that maybe you think about 10, 20, 30 years later, maybe not so much, but at the time seemed really edgy?
Well, we put Bill Maher on the air with a show
right.
called Politically Incorrect. I took the pitch from Bill in a diner, and he was adamant about the name. He said, I want to call it Politically Incorrect. I want to have conversations, real conversations, and I want to get into it. I want people to be embarrassed if they need to be embarrassed, and it's going to be edgy. So we said, great, and the rest is history. I mean, it's a good example of what comedy really has to do is work along the line, if not stepping over the line, in order to not only be funny, but to, you know, do what comedians do. And that's reflect society back through a comic lens so the audience can really examine it and think about it in a different way.
Well, Art, Bill Maher is a great example of this. As someone who is edgy, frankly, a very smart man, obviously, but very edgy when it comes to his comedy. What was it like working with, you know, meeting with a Bill Maher, meeting with some of the other high-profile people you did, because there are a lot of comedians who, it seems, want to be taken seriously when they're not necessarily on stage. How did you deal with some of these big personalities?
Well, with mixed results, let me put it that way. Bill Maher is another good example of that. When I first met Bill Maher, I thought, first of all, you're right, he's very smart. He's very edgy. He can be very funny, and he can be very serious. And before he started doing a show, we were kind of, you know, I said, hey, maybe Bill and I will be friends. Once he got into the show, though, he became, you know, like many people were stars, and became more demanding. He and I had a big fight once over marketing that we were doing it for his show. He didn't like it, and he tried to get me fired, which I thought was not so amusing at the time. But, I wasn't afraid I was going to be fired so much as, you know, I really kind of stepped in it with Bill. As far as others, comedians who just were funny or lived up to the personality that they portrayed. I remember Steve Wright, who's a very distinctive comic because he has that very low-key affect and, you know, that one-at-a-time joke. And I was walking down the street with with him once with a bunch of other people, and somebody said, "Hey, Steve, you must be really excited about your new album coming out." He goes, "Yes, I'm very excited." And it just cracked us up because that is the guy. That's how he got excited.
And I wonder, when you're in a position you're in, even as someone who appreciates comedy, obviously, did it put you in a tough position where the comedians would almost say to you, especially the as they got to a higher level, "Hey, listen, stay in your lane. Like, I know comedy. I know how to market this." I mean, did you run into stuff like that? And was that frustrating as someone who helped found this thing?
Let me say this. I ran into that pretty much before I even got started. When I was pitching the comedy idea around HBO, I was talking to programming people. And some of the programming people, including the head of programming for HBO at the time, didn't mince words. They said, "Look, you don't know anything about television. You know nothing about comedy. The idea isn't very good. And, you know, we're just not going to do it." And I left the office thinking, "Oh, man, that's a bad way to start." But I was convinced we should do a comedy network. I met some of the other people. I mean, there was a comedy development department at HBO. It was run by a guy named Stu Smiley. From the beginning, Stu, he said, "What do you know about comedy?" And that became a refrain for not only Stu, but the head writer who was hired, a guy named Eddie Gordetsky. He's a very funny guy, still writes sitcoms. But he was not nice to me. He kept saying, "You don't know anything about comedy. What are you doing? What do you know about comedy?" And basically, you know, these people were not only trying to tell me to stay in my lane, but sometimes get out of the road altogether so that they could, you know, kind of take over. And it was something that I didn't expect, but there it was. And I had to deal with it.
That is Art Bell. He's the founder of Comedy Central and author of the book Constant Comedy, How I Started Comedy Central and Lost My Sense of Humor. Well, Art, based on this interview, you didn't totally lose your sense of humor. So thanks so much for the conversation.
Thank you.